That's coming up at 7:50, but right now, let's muse in the news with Gordo, brought to us by B&M Leasing and All Pro Foundation Repair.
I think the idea that Ohio has is pretty good. They're trying to get people vaccinated there, and so they're giving away five $1 million prizes.
Oh, my gosh.
Like so $1 million prizes to five different adults they're going to draw in a lottery. And they're also going to give away five full-ride public college scholarships to teenagers who get vaccinated.
Damn.
Now that they've opened that up to teens. So it's the Ohio Vax-a-million drawings. Get it?
Yep,
Vax-a-million? Vax-a-million. It's going to be held for five consecutive Wednesdays starting on May 26th to pick the $1 million winners. And you just have to be 18 years or older for the $1 million. An Ohio resident, and vaccinated before the drawing.
I think I may have a big problem with this.
Okay.
Is this only for people from here forward, or if you got vaccinated in February, are you eligible? Because if not, I think that's really unfair to the people who got it done early.
Well, I don't think it's... I don't know the answer to your question, whether they open it up for people who have been vaccinated before now. But I don't think that it's necessarily unfair.
So that's rewarding people who were putting it off and not going to get it done anyway. I don't think that's fair at all.
Okay. But isn't... It's like it's a little unfair if someone had moved out of the state before Texas started the lottery, and so they never got to win the lottery in Texas. I mean, it's like, well, they didn't start the program yet.
Yeah, but this
you
is gotta something...
You got to start at some point.
This is something for the greater good of the state, of the country... And it's penalizing those who were diligent and patriotic and got it done early.
Okay, but didn't those people already get the upside for their vaccine, which was being vaccinated?
Yeah, but they didn't get the cool mill.
Right.
Yeah, to me, it's just a sign that we have hit the idiocracy that all the things that you can get with the vaccine, you can go to football games again, see your grandparents again or your parents, all of that.
That's not kick-ass.
We can kind of go, wait. I can get tickets to see Ohio State or $1 million. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, now I get the vaccine.
They need to backdate this and make all Ohioans eligible who have been vaccinated.
Well, they might. I mean, that may be the way that the program works. It just doesn't say here in the story whether it's anyone who was vaccinated before now. But they're trying to get people who are not vaccinated vaccinated. And... Doesn't it make it more attractive? It increases your odds if they just start it now. Increases your odds of winning.
Of course. Yeah, sure. And I think that's probably what it is. It's for the people who haven't been vaccinated. I don't think they're going to backdate it.
God,
I think they'll backdate it. I bet you they will. Because of people like Craig who've got a bitch about... Here you're given a chance to win $1 million and you got a bitch about it.
It's fair... No.
Something you didn't even know existed
It's not me having a chance. It's me looking at the grand scheme of what they're doing and saying this is really unfair to the people who had their act together.
Yeah, but it's designed as an incentive to get people to do it.
Right.
Yeah, they're not going to backdate it. This is
you don't think
so?
No,
this is
so
for
wrong
to do it
it's
now.
Not so wrong.
No. I understand the concept.
Yeah.
I know that it's incentive to get the lazy asses out there.
Dude.
But what you're doing is rewarding the lazy people, and you're saying to the people who did their patriotic duty up front, you're saying hey, you don't get anything other than a shot in the arm.
They got vaccinated.
Well, so will these people.
They had a longer period of protection.
These people will get vaccinated, too. Why isn't that enough?
Yeah, but they were not vaccinated the past 3 months.
Look,
and they
wrong.
Didn't have the protection.
It's rewarding the lazy. It's
it
wrong.
May be, I know, but it's where we are right now. You have to,
you have
to put it in terms of like an awesome
it's be
lottery thing of, oh, okay, well, that sounds
win
cool.
$1 million.
Now. I don't care about my health or anyone else's.
They
but,
would
yeah,
say they're protecting
dollars.
The state.
Yeah,
that's, you know what
that's
it's like.
Where
it's like
I've just never
like,
seen Craig more impassioned about an issue than the Ohio vaccine.
This
lottery.
This is what it's like to relate it to ticket terms. It's like our boss, the cat man, calling an all staff meeting.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's got to be here at 11.
Yeah,
I show up at 10:50.
Mm-hmm.
At 11 o'clock, everybody's there except Gordo and Corby.
That's true.
And then and then at 11:10, Cat calls Gordo and Corby and says, "Hey, if you guys can make it here by 11:15, I'm going to give you guys $1,000 just to get you all to show up to the mandatory meeting.
Ah, that's smart management.
Meanwhile, all of us who got there early get nothing for doing the right thing.
That's all I know, that's probably happened over the last 27
years. Yeah, why do you think I started showing up on time?
So everybody in Ohio that got vaccinated in February is going to say, wow, if I just waited until May, I could have had a shot at $1 million. That seems fair.
I'm so
right on this.
I think those people will
you
be fine.
You can't declare that.
I think those people
that
will be fine.
It has to be an independent third party.
Because what motivated them was the fact, just everything we've talked about.
Yeah,
their own
they were
health,
motivated
the
by
health.
Different things.
Yes.
They were motivated by wanting to protect their own body as soon as possible. That's great if that motivates them. I'm motivated by $1 million.
George, you're right. This is the idiocracy.
Yeah. Yeah. And they've got these promotions, maybe not $1 million, but
wow,
they're getting MLB in on this and the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can get tickets. Okay, I guess I'll take a shot in the arm now.
The Associated Press just declared that I've never been more right about anything.
All right, I'll accept those results if they're true. But you can't declare yourself. That's like a self-signed certificate in network-attached storage world. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I quit.
Okay. This is Craig's big goodbye show because the Ohio vaccine.
Did you think that that would be the topic that would get me to quit?
That would be the thing that broke this show up. After 48 years on the air, Tesla announced they will stop accepting Bitcoin as a form of payment for their cars, and it tanked the price of Bitcoin. It dropped down to about $46,000 a coin, down from about $55,000.
Let's just keep that in perspective. Down to 49,000 a coin.
46,000, yes. Around 47, closer.
It's 49 now.
Oh, it's still at 49?
I won't trust Craig on this one.
But back when it was 1,000, everybody was saying it was going to zero. Just keep it in perspective. It's 49,000 a coin.
Okay, but it is a little bit weird that one tweet, which did not sound very Elon-like, by the way, that tweet... Sounded like a public relations person had written that tweet.
I agree.
Because it didn't have any references to 420 or 69 in it. I doubt it was from Elon. But the fact that the price can fluctuate, Bitcoin can fluctuate like that based on just one tweet, that they're not accepting Bitcoin for buying a Tesla. You know, there were probably only like two people who ever bought a Tesla in Bitcoin.
Right. Yeah, nobody was doing that.
And so that they said that they're not going to accept two people to buy a Tesla with Bitcoin this next year, the price tanks $10,000.
You know, I thought it was crazy, and that's, a 15% drop or something. I thought that was crazy, but then I thought, wait a minute. These days, anybody can move anything with a tweet if they're a big enough mover and shaker, and that includes a stock.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody could tweet something negative about Apple, and the stock could drop 15%. That's the world we live in.
Because we're so school of fishy.
Yes.
We all got a turn when someone says something.
The price of everything we're invested in is based on emotion.
That's right. Mark Cuban responded to Musk's comments saying that the Mavs will continue to use Bitcoin, quote, because we know that replacing gold as a store of, well, I should mention, Elon said that they would stop taking Bitcoin because of the energy cost associated with Bitcoin mining, approving the transactions and so on, and felt like his, until they get off of coal-fueled power plants and everything, that they didn't think it was a good environmental decision. So Cuban responds, they're going to keep taking it because we know that replacing gold as a store of value will help the environment. So Cuban has a different billionaire, has a different take on the Bitcoin mining energy issue. Chick-fil-A limiting their sauce per customer due to an industry-wide shortage. This program reported the ketchup shortage that was being experienced across the nation.
Because of Eastern European hackers.
But now Chick-fil-A is saying that Eastern European hackers got a hold of their sauce pipeline. And no, supply chain disruption, and they're experiencing a shortage of select items like sauces.
Don't you think it's like the ketchup thing? They've been doing so much takeout. Of course, they're takeout and drive-through anyway, but their dining rooms were closed too for a while, and they were just, you know, throwing out, I bet, you know, half dozen packets, or maybe more packets than they would have.
I think people waste too many packets.
Oh, they they probably do.
At all drive-through restaurants, I would say that half of the ketchup or sauce packets get thrown away. At least half. At least.
Yeah.
And Ellen DeGeneres made a big announcement. Did you watch any of this?
I saw all the news stories. I saw Extra last night.
Okay, so Extra. George, you're a big Ellen DeGeneres P1. Even though
yeah, I haven't watched her show
of,
in a while, but I've this is what I liked about her show through the years. I think it's uplifting, and I think we need more uplifting shows.
Well, after the huge controversy where
that didn't sound
you found
very
out that it was a toxic work environment.
Yeah, that's too bad.
And I've always thought that there's some darkness to her.
Me too.
I never really got that
I get a
sense.
Weird feeling, and I loved her when she was coming up as a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I started getting a creepy feeling from her, but here's part of her announcement. On AM radio.
Thought about this decision. I sat with it for a while. I meditated on it. I talked to Portia. I talked to myself. A few times I was talking to myself, and Portia thought I was talking to her. And one time I was talking to Portia, but she thought I was talking to myself because of the other times when I was talking to myself, and she thought I was talking to her.
You weren't out yet, Craig?
I've never gotten a good vibe from her on her show. I'm kind of with you. Her stand-up was fine, and her sitcom I thought was fine, but her talk show... I've always gotten a weird vibe from her.
And one time I was talking to Alexa and Siri answered, and then another time I was talking to the TV and I accidentally texted my eye doctor. The point is I need to take a break from talking. 2 years ago, I signed a deal for 3 more years, and I always knew in my heart that season 19 would be my last. 19 is a great number. First of all, the 19th Amendment gave women the right to vote. And this may be controversial, but I believe that women should be allowed to vote. I've said it. There.
Said That's it. Funny.
Yep.
I've said it.
Also, on the periodic table, 19 is the atomic number for potassium.
Craig's not responding to that one.
Okay. Then it's okay. It's okay.
You may wonder why I've decided to end after 19 seasons. The truth is, I always trust my instincts. My instinct told me it's time. As a comedian, I have always understood the importance of timing. And
may I say something? No matter what she goes on to say here, isn't the reason she's quitting because of the story that came out?
And she claims it has nothing to do with that.
But yet they've lost 1 million viewers since that story came out.
I mean,
that she has proven to
bleeding.
Be a perfect beach.
Bleeding ratings.
Yeah.
In all these major markets, she's lost... sometimes over 50% of her audience.
Because people believe she's been exposed to be
yes.
a perfect... What
well,
was that, Bhagwan?
I don't know.
What is she?
She proved to be a perfect bitch.
I hate that drop.
That is the most callous response.
Well, that's too bad, because I think for a long time she did make people feel better every day. And I think that's a...
Not her staff.
Well, I didn't know that was going on, and nobody else did till the last couple of years. I don't know if all that's
true. You don't
care
how the sausage is made?
No, I certainly do care, and maybe that is the reason why the show's coming to an end, but I do think she did a lot of good with that show.
She is said to make $50 million a year.
Yeah, she got a lot of good with that show, too.
Doing that job.
God.
My goodness. And...
She had Dale on once, for gosh sakes.
That's right.
Oh, she did.
Wow.
That's so unstable. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Do you hear who they're inducting this year?
You bet, and I'm fired up about it.
Jay-Z makes it on his first year of eligibility.
Kobe Duncan.
No. Also, the Foo Fighters, the Go-Go's, Carole King, Tina Turner. And some spare named Todd Rundgren.
Not a spare, a Hall of Famer, and deserves to be one of the great songwriters of our time.
Wow.
I love Todd Rundgren.
Tina Turner finally made it.
I think this is his third time of trying to make it in, Todd Rundgren.
Yeah.
But Tina Turner's already in there. This is a weird, unstable thing to me.
Oh, I thought she was...
As
I thought she'd been waiting for a long time.
No, she's going in this time as a solo artist. Same with Carole King.
Okay.
But both of them are already in it for I guess Ike and Tina are both already in it. And Carole King is in it as a songwriter, as a songwriting team with someone else. But now she's going in as a solo singer.
It's weird.
And then next thing you know, Carole King will go in as a piano player. You shouldn't divide it up like that. Right. It's just one person, and then that person either is in or they're out. You don't divide it up among their instruments or among songwriting versus singing. Just make it more stable. So, there. All right, birthdays today. You ready?
Yep.
One headline that I didn't get to that I thought you guys would enjoy, I'll probably talk about this in the corner today, is that a Nazi hit a cop in the face with a colostomy bag outside Kid Rock's steakhouse.
Mm. Okay.
There's a lot of headline
9:15 today.
A lot of headline in there. Harvey Keitel is 82.
Kid Rock has a steakhouse?
Yes. And wait till you hear the details of the steakhouse. You have to guess if it sounds really classy or something other than classy. Stevie Wonder. 71.
Great.
The great Stevie Wonder. So shout out to Mebop today, who's celebrating Stevie Wonder Day.
You bet.
Comedian Stephen Colbert is 57.
Comedian?
Yes, he's a comedian.
Okay. Just wanted to see how he was
He's
classified.
Reached the highest levels
talk
of entertainment.
Show host. Talk
he has
show
Buck
host?
Showalter's haircut, and he's got no good bits.
Hey.
Whoa. Thank you. Someone is finally on my side.
It was a drop. It was a drop. Darius Rucker of Hootie and the Blowfish is 55. Your cousin, George, that you had a big crush on, Lena Dunham, turns 35.
Not my cousin, never had a crush on her.
I thought you did have a crush on her.
No.
You said you liked all that cushion for the pushing, whatever that means.
I don't talk like that.
Robert Pattinson.
Good God.
Wow. He's 35. I mess up his name. Okay, I interviewed him, and I had his name wrong in the intro of the interview. It was before he's famous.
Did he walk out?
No. He said, what, are you walking out?
That was Dale, I guess.
Bobby V, 71.
Our Bobby Valentine?
Yeah, he's running for mayor of his hometown up there in Connecticut.
Happy birthday to me.
I like Bobby V.
Fozzie Bear.
One of the same.
Dennis Rodman turned 60. The Worm has turned 60.
Greatest inch-for-inch rebounder in NBA history.
Where's Gordon at?
Strangest ticket stuff.
What did he ask me?
Really, guy? Come on.
George, what did he ask me?
He asked if you're some kind of...
What?
Blank sucker.
Well, if I said it...
Whoa!
All right, that's Muse 734 on the ticket. Coming up in just 3 minutes, classic Muser's story time.